This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is this about Castellanos' streak? You don't know what you have till it's gone? It's over now. Rob Thompson ended that yesterday.
I never understood why they're putting up a parking lot. Took Paradise and put up a parking lot.
Well, it's about, like, they're cutting down forests to put things for commercial use. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's, okay, guys. Yeah.
It's a remix of it, like an old Joni Mitchell song.
Yeah, I remember.
She's a big,
activist. Yeah.
So the beauty of it is gone. Yeah. We have a parking lot.
You say you're putting all the trees and putting them in a tree museum, and then you got to pay to see them.
Is this Cassiano's song to top her?
Sure.
You know, I mean, maybe. We'll see what happens now.
Take away all the beautiful things.
All that beautiful streak. It's over now. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Another clue for Hugh's Clues coming up later this hour. That first clue stunk, Hugh. You know that?
Yeah, it did.
People are upset.
Yeah, very upset.
Okay. Just want to let you
know. Furious,
I mean, I'm on brand.
Yeah, this might be worse than on brand. It's like Castellanos. He's on brand, but this might be worse.
Right, I mean, I'm on brand.
Let's welcome in our guest. Devin Caney joins us in studio.
Hello.
What's up, Devin?
Not much. I have to say that I was talking to Hugh about his Hugh's Clue in the break, and pretty broad.
Yeah, they're usually like
broad. Is a nicer word than bad, but yeah.
He said painfully.
Yeah. Painfully broad, the first clue. All right, painful describes the Phillies a little bit right now, Devin, at least with the clubhouse, or at least one player. What was your reaction yesterday when you saw the lineup? Because I thought I saw it wrong. I was like, where's Nick Castellanos' name? I mean, his name is always in there. It has been for years. What was your reaction, and then, you know, what you thought when it all came out yesterday?
My first reaction when I saw the lineup was, oh no, I hope he's not injured. Mm. Because if you remember, I think it was just a week ago, maybe less than a week ago, they DH'd Castellanos to, quote unquote, get him off his feet a little bit. And we know that he hasn't been doing well in right field. That's not new news to anyone. Defensively, I think offensively, Nick Castellanos has been fine, if not better than fine this season. Like he just hit a grand slam a couple days ago. So I don't really have too many complaints in that department. So I at first was worried that maybe something happened to him in the previous game, because we also know, you know, Rojas and Kepler went in the outfield, Castellanos, and that's what led to, you know, all of this drama that we're talking about now. But then shortly thereafter, I saw, you know, the news that he was benched for his comment, and I was shocked, just because it's not a move that I've seen Rob Thompson make ever, or at least admit to the reasoning behind the move. So I was really surprised.
I was too, and I'm glad you brought it up. So Topper's the one that told us, right? Like, we found out because Topper. Now, I understand he was probably between a rock and a hard place. Like, if it was a different player, maybe it's not a story, just a day off and we pretend there's no issue. Mm-hmm. But because of the streak, I don't think they could have just sat Castellanos without telling us something. But that, I feel like Topper opened up the can of worms by telling us, hey, I benched him for this reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep thinking about it, and I don't know what exactly was said. I don't think anything should have been said, you know, of course. I can only assume that maybe it was something either offensive to Rob Thompson or even more so offensive to Rojas or another player, you know, in the heat of the moment. And Rob Thompson had to take a stand. Like, he was almost like his hand was forced in that situation to say, I can't let this go without some sort of punishment mm-hmm. coming down, and this is going to be it, and we're going to move on. Look, I know the streak is over. I know that it's his hometown in Miami, but at the end of the day, they play 162 games in the regular season. It's not that big of a deal to sit out. I don't even think that they lost last night's game because Nick Castellanos didn't play. Yes, Max Kepler made one bad play in right field, but like Jesus Luzardo wasn't sharp yesterday. The bullpen stunk yesterday. So there are many different reasons that went behind that loss. And I know people will immediately point to the move of benching Nick Castellanos, but I hope that they can move past this and it doesn't become a lingering issue.
Yeah, you know, that's the question that I have. So how do you think this is going to affect the locker room? Because, you know, Bryce wasn't there. He didn't travel with the team. He's not down there. And he's considered one of the leaders of the team.
Yeah,
and I would assume that Casty is as well.
Strange. Is that not?
That's
Bryce shouldn't go.
Yeah.
It is strange.
That's a little strange. So how do you think this is going to affect the team moving forward?
I mean, hopefully it won't affect them too much. I think a lot of it will come down to how Nick Castellanos handles it. Right? Like, if he's mature about it and he goes out there and, you know, he's in the lineup today, like Rob Thompson said, look, he'll be back the following day. It'll all be good. Then I think they can move past it. But Nick Castellanos, like, this is the first time he's been benched for, you know, an inappropriate comment, as Rob Thompson said. But also, as Rob Thompson said, he is an emotional guy in that, like, I think it was 2023 postseason. The Phillies had advanced. It was NLDS or CS. I don't remember which one. And the whole team was celebrating. And if you remember, Nick Castellanos was like sulking in the corner. Like he's done that when he's
different.
Not happy with himself versus the team. And I don't know if this was, you know, purely being upset with Rob Thompson or upset with himself at not being good enough defensively to stay in the game. I don't know the reasoning behind it, but I just hope it doesn't become a lasting issue or an issue that affects other players within the clubhouse.
I'm glad you brought that up because I keep thinking to myself, was this worth it? Not that I am trying to excuse Castellanos, right? He needs to mm-hmm. be a professional. He can't mouth off in the dugout to his manager. But you know you're dealing with a sensitive player, right? He's sensitive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. And he prides himself on playing every day mm-hmm. and staying on the field. I mean, what you said about his defense is real, but it's kind of weird to me they chose against the Marlins in where his hometown to do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing if it's the postseason or it's a huge game against the Mets and it's a one-run game in the ninth and you're like, oh, let's put Rojas in. We have a better chance. I don't know. It just feels like a weird time to do it, Devin. That if I'm Castellanos, I'm like, now? Like, this is when we're doing this?
Well, yeah. Like, the whole timing of it is kind of funky because, like, you're playing the Marlins, and when the original change happened that upset Castellanos, like, the Phillies had the lead,
yes.
and I guess it was to hold the lead. But then if you're going to say, oh, we're going to bench Casty because it's just the Marlins the following game, then that's, like, the complete opposite mindset to have. But so, yeah. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I know that, you know, Rob Thompson, I think that he's a great manager. I know that, you know, fans, there's been frustration, you know, with Bryce Harper getting hit by a pitch and like not kind of being more fiery mm-hmm. and standing up for his guys. But then, you know, when he takes action, it could have been to stand up for his guys. We don't know exactly what was said by Nick Castellanos. Some people have an issue with it. I do know that Rob Thompson is really even keeled, nice guy. I mean, he's Canadian. He's very, you know, he doesn't get rattled very easily. I think anyone can tell that from
yes.
listening to him speak for 30 seconds. I do know in my not very long time of covering this team and getting to talk to Rob Thompson before and after games, the one thing he doesn't like is any type of perception that he's not a good guy and that like he doesn't care about his players
mm-hmm.
and that he's like neglectful of them in a way. So that's why this just me. I have to guess that this was something like that was said against Rojas or a teammate where Rob Thompson, like, I don't think he would care if it was something said specifically to him that was insulting to him, if that makes sense.
It does. I mean, yeah. I mean, I wonder that. I, you know, because he took him out for defense, but then his spot in the order came up one more time on Monday. Rojas hit Monday night. That mm-hmm. would have been Castellanos. So, like,
yeah.
when you said that, it made me think, like, did he say, like, this bleeping guy's got a hit now or something
yeah.
to that effect?
Right.
And maybe that's offensive to Rojas. And I get all that. The question is, is he going to sulk now or is he going to hit? Because this, I feel like this, people brought up yesterday in 08, Jimmy Rollins was benched, right? Charlie Manuel benched and Jimmy responded and Jimmy, they helped him win the World Series. Like that, that'd be a great ending to this story. I just, Castellanos is an interesting guy. I could see him hitting well for a couple weeks now and like channeling this. I could also see him sulking.
Yeah, he is an interesting guy. That's a good way to put it. I find it interesting to talk to him, like interview. I haven't interviewed him one-on-one, but even just like in media scrums, because you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. And just like to your point, Joe, like we don't know what's going to happen with him on the field. I hope, look, Nick Castellanos, what is he known for? He hits home runs when there's, you know, big breaking news. Maybe he'll hit a home run when the news is about him.
Wait a minute. That's when somebody died usually, ain't it?
Usually, well, yeah.
Or, I know you were trying to clean it up, but it's like usually when somebody like, dies.
I think the bit has kind of run its course, but now it'll be like any sort of news. Everyone just assumes that Nick Castellanos is going to hit a home run.
Maybe Topper's trying to create the news so he can get Nick Castellanos to hit a home run.
Little reverse Uno card there.
That makes me wonder what he said even more. Because if he said, like, say to your point, if he says something egregious about his teammate, and now his teammate knows that and how he feels.
That's a problem.
That might be a problem in the locker room.
Yeah. Well, and they have such a great clubhouse culture, the Phillies do. And that's something that they really pride themselves on. And, you know, it's something that they've been prideful about for the last several seasons, really since like 2022. And I think a lot of that comes from guys like Kyle Schwarber, from guys like what was Rhys Hoskins, even Bryce Harper, like the leaders in the clubhouse. And Nick Castellanos is one of those guys. So I think if something was said that was out of line, there would need to be, you know, repercussions dealt immediately.
Yeah, we'll see. And he'll be in the lineup tonight, so we'll see what happens there. All right, before we let you go, Devin, what is your feeling or read on the Harper situation? Because it seems like you think it's bizarre. I do, too. You know, he was supposed to go on the trip, then he didn't. And they still haven't told us what his injury is. It's just like his wrist is bothering him. I don't know what that means.
It's concerning to me. I think it's a little bit strange that he didn't go on the road trip. Part of me, the fan in me, the hopeful thinking is like, okay, maybe he didn't go because he's working on some sort of, you know, rehab to be ready for the Mets series. Cause that's a really big series that's going down here in Philly starting on Friday. So could be about that, but like, it's a mystery. And the fact that like they had a day off last Thursday, most of the team was at Kyle Schwarber's, charity event. Bryce Harper wasn't there either. Maybe he's getting, you know, some quiet treatments on whatever this mysterious wrist injury is, but it's certainly something to watch. And I think the fact that he didn't travel with the team is a little bit concerning.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I just want them to tell me, hey, it's a sprained wrist. Hey, like it's just, it's bizarre. Because usually with injuries, we have a sense of what the injury is. And with this, it's more like, yeah, we'll see when he's back. So that is something we'll keep our eye on. Devin, we appreciate you hopping in.
Thank you.
Of course.
Being in studio.
Guys.
And I know you'll be listening for the next Hughes Clue.
Oh, I'm locked in. Yes. I can't wait to find out what it is.
Yeah, it can't be worse than the first one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms,
options, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It could. It probably.
Well,
could.
No.
Is that a challenge?
No, I can't. No, I take it back. I don't want to challenge that. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Bob in Jersey. What's up, Bob?
Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Bob. What's up?
So, I'm a Castellanos fan. I think he contributes to the game. He contributes. He plays every day. He works. He hits the balls. He gets the bases moved. You know, as far as like the Rob Thompson thing, I mean, if he disrespected him, obviously you can't do that to your manager. But you know, he contributes. He's a good guy. He's part of the energy. Like if they last night they had no energy at all. He was out. Not saying that they would have won the game if he was in, but he's part of the energy. He's part of the clubhouse, and he contributes a lot to the game. I mean, he has his issues.
Bob, I agree with that. I agree. He's a contributor. He's not as great of a player as Harper or Schwarber, but he's a part of this and has been for years. I agree with you.
Yeah, he's part of the energy, and I mean, I want to know what he said. It had to be like you guys have been saying. He was in front of a teammate where he had to do something, or you know, you can't disrespect your manager, obviously. But if he had other guys in the room and he said it in front of a bunch of people, he kind of had to do what he had to do. But I don't agree with the breaking the streak either. I mean, you know, you took the wind out of the guy's sail. You already had a bad night last night. You're pulling the energy away from him. And if he is, you know, as sensitive as everybody's saying, of course he's going to be not coming out and be 100%. It's in your mind. It's in your head, you know.
Well, it is now. Yeah, Bob, it just felt to me like Topper picked a very odd moment to create this. I mean, this is Topper created. I mean, it's not Castellanos didn't just mouth off for no reason. He took him out of the game. I mean, that started this, and that it broke precedent. And, Bob, that's where I come down, like, why now? Like, I get it. He's not a good defensive right fielder. He hasn't been a good defensive right fielder since the moment he got here. But now, all of a sudden, on a Monday night against the Marlins, we're doing this? It's bizarre to me. Bob, what do you got for us for Hughes Clues? Yeah. What is your guess? Phillies tickets online, something that brings Hugh joy.
Oh, man. Oh,
keep it clean, Bob. Keep it clean.
That's a tough one.
It is.
That's a tough one. maybe a good meal.
Well, yeah, a good meal brings everyone joy. Bob, that's a good guess. It's not
bad
guess. Actually, every guess is going to be a decent guess because you gave a clue that was so open-ended.
Yeah, it was vague.
That's on you.
That's what this is designed not to give it away with the first guess.
See, but like I'm not going to be mad at any of the responses. Like I'm not as mad at Castellanos as the rest of you. This is your topper in this. You started this.
Well,
and
I
now
mean,
you have to expect
I mean,
the responses.
But we all know that. I mean, if you want to be honest about it, the first couple callers, they're basically sacrificial lambs.
Wow.
So you know, I mean, unless they can think on
that?
A deeper level.
Did you hear like this?
What?
Is like you yesterday saying that everyone that was on your side was delusional.
I mean, we are.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, this is where you could be delusional in sports. I think I should have been clearer.
Well, yeah, that was your fault.
You
yeah.
can't be delusional in real life.
Sometimes like they coexist.
They kind of overlap just a little bit. Yeah. But I should have been clearer. And we can be delusional in our sports takes. But in real life, the rules are a little different.
A little bit.
In real life.
A little bit. Most people don't realize that, though. That's part of the problem with this world. They're just delusional
and
everything.
Some people listen and they get caught on one side or they hear certain things.
Yeah.
And it's like, dog, what's wrong with you? Mm. You know, like, stop living in your mom's basement or wherever it is you're staying residing. You know, just get out and see people.
Yeah, get out, see people, and play Hughes Clues. Lisa in Delaware is up. Hey, Lisa. Lisa.
Hey, I'm here.
Oh,
how are you?
Good, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa
what's up?
What's going on?
Hey, guys. It's great to talk to you. I've been listening for a while, first-time caller. I guess the Castellano fueled me today to call. So let's just start by saying I love Casty. I'm the first one to send a good meme of him to friends. but I'm also a teacher. So I'm going to kind of go at this from a teacher angle. You said earlier, Joe, you know, thinking about, well, why is he looking around and he's saying, hey, you know, the other kids are getting away with it. Why can't I?
Right.
Well, it's an individualized situation, right? And we're not talking about kids. We're talking about grown adults. But in a classroom as a teacher, I have to set the rules. I have to make sure that everybody knows this is what we need to do. And sometimes what looks right for you doesn't look right for somebody else. So with a grown adult, I guarantee you Topper had a conversation with him. He did not go into this cold. He knew what was going to happen. And whatever he did or said, it was egregious. It had to have been, because there's no way he would have benched him. And I think that, you know, you made the comment also that, well, you know, if he just yelled at me, that's fine. Well, I can tell you as a teacher in a classroom, when a kid yells at you, if he gets away with it, everyone gets away with it. So you really do have to set those ground rules and individualize things. So I think no. He's
so
benched.
I understand your point. My wife's a teacher, Lisa, so I get the perspective you're coming from. The one thing I would say is, to me, a little bit different is they're highly emotional athletes are going to sometimes pop off. Or like I mentioned, the Jalen Carter yelling at Nick Sirianni on the sideline. I said sometimes I think a coach has to put his foot down, and I agree with you, just like a teacher does to kind of maintain the order of a classroom. But sometimes I think a coach just kind of have to almost understand that. Like, hey, I'm dealing with really highly emotional athletes that are trying to win, and sometimes they're going to pop off. Like, he crossed the line. I understand Topper's upset. I just wonder that line of, do I really bench him? Because it's not just a benching. He ended his streak. I mean, we know how much that means to him. And I feel like he made a pretty strong example of him yesterday.
I mean, and I agree. And I think that if it wasn't something that was clearly egregious, either towards him or towards, you know, Rojas or another player, he wouldn't have done that. I mean, you know, as a teacher, there's times you have to enforce a consequence that could keep a kid out of an important game.
Right.
But you know what? You have to do that. And I tell my students, when you go into real life and you're working with a boss, you're not allowed to pop off in any other profession. And I understand the sensitivity factor, but at the same time, you know, where do you draw the line and just let everybody be emotional and pop off?
It's a fair point. Yeah, no, Lisa, it's a good call. All right, Lisa, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? Something that brings
Hugh, you're
killing
joy.
Me.
Yeah. That could be anything.
I know.
I'm going to say you're on a date with an attractive woman, long talking at Bucky's. I'm throwing them all.
Wow.
That's a good guess.
Have you ever done that particular date?
I haven't.
A long talking at Bucky's date?
I have not met anybody that is as enamored with Bucky's as I am.
Well, that's the one if you find them. I mean,
that's the one.
That's the one. Lisa, that's not the correct answer, but it's a really fun guess. Yeah, that's how you know. That's the test. Long talking to Bucky's.
Yeah, long talking at Bucky's.
Get
live at Bucky's. That's a good one.
I think she brought up some good points there, right? And like kind of Topper's hand was forced by Castellanos. I want to make one thing clear, because we were recklessly speculating
a
few minutes ago with Devin about what he maybe said and who he said it to. I would feel differently if the story comes out that he criticized a teammate in the dugout. I think that's a line too far. Now, it's one thing I say Rojas can't hit. He can't do that to his teammate.
No, he can't do it to a teammate.
But if it's just like, hey, bleep you, Rob, I don't think that's benching.
Hold on. Because here's where I think there's a little bit of a double standard.
Okay.
Say we knew what he said to Rob Thompson, and it was something along those lines, like bleep you,
about Rob.
Then you know what we're coming here and saying. Like, how can Topper just let that happen? No backbone.
Yeah,
bench him.
Hold on.
In
week 14, Jalen Carter had to be separated from Sirianni. He didn't take him off the field.
Right. But what did we say about Nick Sirianni? He has no control of his team. That was what the story was.
But okay, so that was. And that was the reaction. But Sirianni knew his team, right? He knew his player. He knew he had a hothead that he had to give him space. And that kid helped him win the Super Bowl.
Right.
But you gotta know your people.
Well, yes, but also Jalen Carter is a much more impactful player than Nick Castellanos.
But again, I think this is part of this. Nick doesn't know who he is. I mean this sincerely.
That's his problem.
As a manager, you have to manage that. You have an ego. Nick Castellanos has a $400 million player ego, and he's a $50 million player. I mean, that's what he is. But you got to manage that as a manager. Like, he thinks of himself as Bryce. He thinks of himself as Schwarber. He thinks he's just as good as Turner. And he's not. I mean, but you got to deal with that as Rob Thompson.
But so, like, I feel like we're almost equating this to him going out. Like, remember Joe Girardi when he was just lifeless the entire time he was here? And then he faked getting thrown out of a game.
Yes.
Like, that's what I feel like we're almost acting like Topper's doing right now. Like, I feel like we're not giving enough credence to the fact that he probably said something that really crossed the line and he had to do this.
Maybe.
I don't think Topper's an idiot or he's doing this for posturing or anything.
I don't think so.
Like, this is something that I feel like, to me, when I heard this happened, I immediately thought, well, he must have said something that forced his hand and had to mention.
Maybe. It just feels inconsistent to me. I mean, I can't wait. Well, I don't want it to happen, but
it's the principality of it.
I'm focused on the next time something similar happens. I don't know if anyone's going to pop off with
the
words.
Maybe it won't now because of what Topper just did.
But what if it does? What if Bohm talks back when he's talked to?
Well, then sit his ass on the bench.
I'm going to try to put this in context that both you guys understand. Have either one of you ever seen Life? Have you ever seen the movie Life, Eddie Murphy and...
A long time ago, yeah. Okay.
Bugs Life popped into my head.
No, because in the thing, like Goldmouth tried to take Martin Lawrence's cornbread, right?
Yeah. Oh, you brought this reference up before.
Yeah, and it's like you can't let him take your cornbread because if he take your cornbread, then he's going to probably take your Fruit Loops later on. Like you're going to put yourself in a position where he's going to like take all your food. Mm. So you have to make a stand right there. And that's what Topper did. That's what it kind of sounds like. But... there's a lot of layers to this story that we don't know. Now, if it was said about Topper, that's one thing. But if it was said about a teammate and it was that egregious, how does that affect the chemistry in the locker room?
I agree with you. It's a very good point. I go back to
I'm a little bit concerned about that. Now, that's where...
yes.
You know, when we talk about this, because that's why when I woke up this morning, the first question I had was, okay, what did he say?
Yeah. And look, right now we're being told it was just the Topper thing, right? And that's one thing. If it was about a teammate, that's different. I'm just telling you how I'd feel if I was Nick Castellanos. After years of being here, I always get to stay on the field for defense. Now you take me out in Miami, in my hometown. By the way, last year the shortstop couldn't catch the ball if it was hit right to him. He never came off the field. We had a better shortstop sitting on the bench. He didn't come off the field last year, but I got to come off. Double standards don't work in locker rooms, and I feel like Topper's created one. You may feel like, yeah, get him, Topper, today. He has to deal with this now, though. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all this. Plus, something Dombrowski said on Harper's injury before the game that fell by the wayside with all the Castellanos stuff. And another clue for Hughes Clues for a chance to go to the Phillies game with us on Tuesday, July 1st. That's all coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. This 4th of July weekend, this 4th of July, you can celebrate with big savings at Mattress Warehouse up to $1,200 warehouse-wide. Right now, you can save $500 on the Tempur-Pedic best-selling Breeze mattresses designed to make you feel 10 degrees cooler all night, every night. Plus, this is a big plus, everybody. Get $300 in free accessories with your purchase. If I were you, I would take that $300 and I get a couple pillows because the pillows are nice, especially if you're getting a new bed. You might as well get some new pillows. Do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Shop the entire selection and find a location nearest you at mattresswarehouse.com. Mattresswarehouse.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms,
options. Motorized options for total convenience. Shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments. All backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.